First start off, right now, it's Purim. The idea of being Mesameach, when to be Mesameach. That means better. We have five times to be Mesameach. We had last night, we have today, we have tonight, we have tomorrow, and we have tomorrow night. Is it Makor to Mesameach on all these five times? So first, that's the question. When does Matzah be Mesameach? First, Halacha make it simple. We have the idea that Amor writes very clearly, Gam Balayla Yismach B'Yav HaKtas. The idea to Mesameach Ktas, the words that are coming from the ground, is a Chiv Balayla. Now, when does Chiv? It says Mishruah B'Lel Megillah. That means outside Yerushalayim, the Chiv to Mesameach last night. In Yerushalayim tonight, the Chiv to Mesameach tonight. It says how much Ktas? What's Ktas? Depends on what you do, maybe on Purim. Ktas can be relative. Ktas can be. But it seems to be Machma like the Master Vitri one who showed him says Lel Shikurim. Fine, Lel Shikurim tonight. Tomorrow might be Shikur Kaloik. Ish Lodin, but then Chiv be Mesameach tonight. What about last night? So there's a Mishnah Berurah that writes that a person, Ramal writes, be Mesameach 2 days. Yudal Tezvav. Why the Pasuk Megillah said the person Mesameach 2 days. Mishnah is simple as that. What does 2 days mean? 2 days means day and night? What 2 days means during the day? It says Shnei Yomim. So there's a Mishmur discussing in Yudal and Chutzi Yerushalayim. What's the law? The law is people have a suit during the day. The Mamshich into the night, some people. Then the Bayam is the Sugim Al Anisim. And that might be in between. Says the Mishmur, what should you go do? You should bench, say Al Anisim. That might be Mamshich the Suda into the night. Says the Mishmur, why Mamshich the Suda into the night? Because it says, well, the Inim having Simcha, like it says 2 days. Therefore, we see from the Mishnah that the Inim having Simcha last night. That means last night was the Inim to be Freilich. Right now, before Shemoz, the Chiv again to be Freilich. That's why we have over here Lechayim. We have over here a double black over here. We have Mamash Freilich. We have the from Brooklyn Bakery over here. Why Inim be Mesameach? What? We have a test. Mazaris Inim take warm up Freilich tomorrow. Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow is the Ikiz man. The question will be Mamshech tomorrow night. So what's the reason to be Mamshech? The Mishabura sounds like, very simple, it's Al Shushan Purim. Tomorrow night, that's the Shushan Purim. Should be Mamshech into the night. So those are the time we stop. If you do what the Elim seems to not be knowing, like Shlomo Zalman says to stop, or Victor Miller says to stop, Victor Neventhal says to stop. What's the reason to be Mamshech into the night? They come from two different avenues, one from the Chidush Harim, the Mesh Chochmo, or from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, why in the world is the Ikur Purim tomorrow? Why? He says, there's an Oro Homan, there's a Baruch Mordechai. Mishmura speaks out, what's the two Yisraelis over here? We have to know, what's Yisraelis Adla Yoda, Ben Oro Homan, the Baruch Mordechai? What's Yisraelis? First, you now don't know the difference between the Simcha of Klai Yisrael and the Feel of Homan, versus the Simcha of Klai Yisrael of the Gadlus of Mordechai. Two things over here. What does the man of a Yid? A Yid goes from night till day. What does the man of a Goy? From day till night. When do we have both the Or Hom and the Baruch Mordechai? We have during the day. So the Ik is simple as during the day. But do you think Haman, when he said he's going to go kill the Jews, he said he's going to stop at Shkia? He didn't exactly decide to stop at Shkia. Right? He was a Goy. He said, well, let's kill all Jews on your Dalut as well. That means he went all night. His nephew was at night. So we're mamshik into the night inside the Or Haman. It's just the idea that goyim go into the night. They don't stop.
With our celebration,
that's true. Again, the idea. Again, it's the extension of the idea that goyim go by the Or Haman. So I'm sorry, but goes into the night. Again, with Or Haman because the Makom, but the Or Haman goes into the night. So people could be. That's one more coming up to the night to our pocket. This is the mice you do with yeshiva goes in her nose into the night. One other reason they say over is because the idea of carbon you do from day and night. It's in the Taydah, Shvach, Taydah, but the Simcha is with Sameach, he started going into the night. Therefore, the Lahogi is the mice you have Simcha even tomorrow night and the Mamshech into the night. Now, the idea of Purim is the idea of what's the story? What are we Mesameach about? What's the concept over here? So, everyone says, oh, it's very simple, the idea of Ashkocha process. Mishmur brings down that the idea is we start off, we sing the idea of Vashti, we not know what will lead to at the end. see a terrible thing that Esther was taken away. And at the end of the day, this will let that soul off. Destruction of Vashti, Esther is taken away, Kashavati, Avati, Maisa left that soul over here. I call it beyond the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does, Shmuley asked me, Maisa, why over here, on Purim, we have the extra Kabbalah of Behava. We are Makal upon ourselves, we are capable of Haki Gigas. Why Dafka now? Because the fact that we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, we're the Amsegula, that we are as Bonim, he does things for us constantly, and he watches over us, and the call beyond Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to be his children. We're mekabel for ourselves with Torah. That's the sort of why right now, at this moment, they said that Shkoch of Protest, the whole Sugya Megillah, the Or Haman, the Baruch Mordechai, is the Bimak of the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say over maybe some stories personally in the Gerita Shkoch of Protest. When I came to Yisrael, Mamash, it was Adar 25 years ago. Not to Yisrael, to base a Talmud, and then it came to the mirror. I was asked by, I was learning Yisrael with a person, I learned based Talmud, based Jim Mochavet. And I started living with a person in the mirror, Sussan Gelman, once a week, Friday nights over here. He convinced me to come, I just want to try out the mirror. I was met him in college in America, I took a year off. He told me, try out the mirror. I'm almost 25 years later, starting my 25th year right now. After taking a year off in college. He and myself, I came here, learned. This person, Sussan Gelman, is interesting. I called him up about half a year ago. He has yeshiva now in Lakewood. And my son wanted to go to Lakewood. The Lakewood yeshiva itself was not accepting people. Else might not accept. But they told me a very good yeshiva is Sussan Gelman. Hard to get in, not that simple. So I called him. But friends, chaverim, why not take your son in? My son was learning a mir brachol. The Shiva over there says, should kids go to America? He says he would tell every kid in the fourth year base Mendish to go to America if they knew the language and had relatives there. But most kids don't know the language, they don't have relatives. My son had relatives, knows the language, and now he knows it much better. But then he quasi knew the language. And I found the yeshiva to go to was Baruch Hashem, I think he was Matzliach. To go to the yeshiva, I called them up. They asked for tuition. So I told them, you know, pay what I pay to me over here. They want to know how much I pay to me over here. They told them, $200. And they're like, what? Actually, it was $150, $100. Like, we charged, me and Iski for all year, we charged 1 month, even more than that for 1 month. And like, they start laughing. Like, they couldn't believe that this Shari Shmuel, Sussan Gelman's yeshiva, has never dealt with Israelis. And we're blown away by that's what they pay over here in this country. They couldn't believe the numbers. Back 2 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there's a place called MJI. MJI is a college in America that tries to get people to join college over here, learning halachas, Shabbos, other things. I joined it, my son joined it. The problem is my son does not have a degree to be in a college. So they helped out my son make sure he'll get a legalized degree from his high school over here. And they very helpful with him because they get half the money, we get half the money. And they get Pell Grants, and therefore my kid was registered to join this college over here, and he learned Shabbos once a week and take tests, and all these yeshivas were doing it. Gitzer, after this MJI did it for about 10 years, last year the American government, FBI, shut them down. Now what they're doing was, could be technically legal, knowing I'm in trouble as far as the buckle over here, my kid felt bad, why did he spend time doing it, why in the world do you have a degree for, what's the point of taking tests? My serious, Shai Shmuel, can you get Pell Grants? So yeah, my kid. So this over here, MJI sent my kid off to get a high school diploma, which no one actually helped the guy out. Did all the paperwork, spent hours doing things for him, which he had no idea why. She got a purchase. I'm paying anything for the whole entire year. So their tuition is $14,000. Like that's my whole family, you know. Like, to get a Pell Grant, he's going to college there. My kid didn't go to high school even. You can't exactly skip one to another. So they set up a way, MJI set up a way that they can get a high school diploma because he learned, I don't know what degrees they gave him in high school. Yad Hashem, Kobi Yad Hashem. Now the problem with the Shkoch HaProtest is people are about to have to do a Shtadlis. But sometimes Shkoch HaProtest has to make sure to know that you do a Shtadlis, but Kobi Yad Hashem. Another example of my son, before he went to America, the problem with the army Israeli kid. So I personally went with my son to meet a guy. We sat in the in the park, he's discussing things, how, don't worry, anything happens to your son, I guarantee you I'll take care of him. Comes back, he won't go to sit in jail, he'll get out, he'll get a tour from the army, no problem. It's interesting, when we're sitting there discussing with him, he gets a phone call from some girl at the airport, got stopped, that they said, the Maisa, how can you say you're religious? We checked out your Facebook page, and on your Facebook page has pictures there that are not too sneeristic, obviously not religious, and you're going to jail, you went away from the army. Well, I said, don't worry, just pay me some money, we'll take care of it. This, in front of me, he's doing this. I told him, don't worry, we have no Facebook page. Don't worry, he's not getting caught over here. I said, I asked him, unless he gets caught, how much money? A few $100, no problem. We get there, this guy, if you know the newspapers, a couple weeks ago, this guy got caught. My guarantee is now sitting in jail. I think a couple weeks, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that's how he's locked up. I did my struggle, I did my establish, Kobe had a show. Like, somehow you have to do your establish. Now you're stuck. I'm stuck. I honestly have no idea what's going to happen. We'll find out in 2 weeks. No, we do Ashtalis. I think it was Ibn Chacham. People warn me, don't worry, the guy might get caught eventually. He's been doing it for 10 years, this guy. 10 years. Taking him everything. Now they copped him. He's been paying people off, or, you know, give him, and he gives somebody else, and he gets you out of things. But the marshal guy told me this past Shabbos, that person was in jail, and he was, jail, people get life sentences. So the way, how to get people get out is very simple. They die. You bury them, take them out. So you tell the caretaker, the next guy dies, make a bigger coffin. I'll go in next to the guy, take us out, bury, and come at night, and dig me out, take me out. Fine. He waits. Some guy dies, they put him in the coffin. He goes next to it, they take the coffin out. Bury it, he turns to go see who exactly is in the coffin next to him. It's the caretaker. Right? So, you can do all your shtavlis, but sometimes the guy himself is supposed to help you out. He can himself be stuck in jail, being the guy in the coffin over here. And it called Biyad Hashem. Now, how do I know the story? That's a good question. But we always have to know that there's Kaka Pratis, there's Yad Hashem, we do our shtavlis over here. The idea of drinking wine, of Chayim Inish L'Basume, coming to Mishibu and says, very interesting idea, that the concept is that Nes happen al Dayayim. How the nice happened to the Yain, the fact that last year here was the Maisa fell because the Mishnah of Yain, and Esther came inside the Mishnah of Yain. Therefore, over here, the whole Ashgach was shown through the Mishnah of Yain, and therefore it said that Bialoch of the Kasha, the idea of drinking wine, can leave so many Mechshalim. Why in the world are we doing it for? But why are you looking around? It's numerous Mechshalim. So, what are we doing it for? You know what? The nice happened out of the Yain. How does that answer the question? At least numerous Mechshalim. The nice happened out of the Yain, so what? Says the Olam, I think they say over Chassam Sefer, because once you have a reason to do the mitzvah here, you have a therefore our Kashbach will be Magenis us beside the mitzvah. Now if you do the mitzvah Kiroi, like the Bialacha says, not a Hailas of Shias Yain, not in of Shtus, but a simple Shal mitzvah, in of Echle Mab, of Echle Mayit, of Shechav and Leibel Shemaim, and that Taka of Magenis will protect us over here. Now, how exactly to be happy? What's the state of being happy? So everyone knows that Ramah ends off Toiv Leiv, his words are the last words, Toiv Leiv Mishta Talmud. Toiv Leiv Mishta Talmud. So it's a very simple thing, very nice, very sweet Ramah. That's not clear why it's over here. But Toiv Leiv Mishta Talmud. I heard someone saying over from Shmuley Wiener, Mice, what's Pshat over here? Toiv Leiv Mishta Talmud. So it's very simple. You know the first Ramah, Shvisha Assembly, Negri Talmud, then Echanami. Then if you do that, you go Mahalcha Torah, the Derech HaKosh Baruch Hu, then Toiv Leiv Mishta Talmud. Mistamazai, that's stam to this drink can be a shikhu light that avad we don't go do. Stam hoilis and shtos that avad we don't go do. Now, what should we get out of form of drinking? Or the other way around, what's our hachana for drinking? Where is our hachana? Everyone knows for Yom Kippur Kippurim. The form is like Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur we have Sesame Shuvah, and we have Rosh Hashanah, and we have El. Where exactly is it on Purim? Where is the Purim? Where is the Achona of Yom Kippur Purim? So everyone says over, the Achona is Betzem, is the Gantz Yor. What is Purim? We drink and we let out our essence. The essence is not something that you just a couple of days prepare for. It's something you work on. It's a lifelong avodah. More than 44 years, I hope. I mean, for sure. You have to constantly work upon it. Where is the Achona for Purim? The Achona is very simple. It's every day. It's being machshav Torah, the chshivas of the Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu, being an Evan Hashem. That is your avoidable form. Kalam, form of Meister we drink. We try to, the Mishnah says, be machshir the simcha over here of what of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha protis. Akol Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yad Hashem. Where is Eved? Where is Bonav Hashem? Where is Am Segul over here? What to take out of Purim besides the hangover, and there is yeshiva on Tuesday, and mice, we do come on Tuesday, whether you put your head down or not, worse comes to worse, you might learn a little bit. Mice, there is yeshiva on Tuesday, what to get out of it besides the hangover? There's a Bene Yoino, on the Potsuk Ish Lefi Maloloi. Ish Lefi Maloloi, Potsuk and Mishle, the Pashas means, the way, the Pashas is, when people praise you, that's how you are. People praise the guy, he's a Kavir, he's a Kavir, he's a Roshiva, he's a Roshiva. Bene Yoino says, Fakert. What you praise is what you are. And the Pachad Yitzchak Kibitz Kloner has a Maimon Purim, and he writes, Felde Gezach. He says, a guy who's mamish working, creating a Torah once in the morning, once in the night, that comes home on Shabbos and speaks about the Roshivas and Torah and Divrei Torah and Machshava Torah. He is mamish Kain a Ben Torah. And he writes his words in mamish very clear. A person who knows Gan Shas, singing the whole day, it comes back and talks about the Gevirim. Even though the Gevirim can be terrific, whether it's Fruchteller, Rechter, Tzimridin, whoever you want over here, it'd be terrific, but that's what he's looking, talking about the cars and the money and the trips and things they're doing. He writes to the Pachad Yitzchok, the person who's a Balabos is a higher Dargo. The person knows Ganshas. What you Machshav Ish Lefi Maloloi, that's who you are. That defines you. That's your level over here. What is a person? People are very complex. Understand them. To yourself, you're very complex. You're hard to understand yourself sometimes. But one thing I see you can get out of Purim is to learn about yourself. You can learn when you drink what came out. Did you look at that being an opportunity? Now I can tell my friend off. I can hit my Rebbe. I can tell my Rebbe what I want. And the next day, make believe I know, don't know what he's talking about. And make believe I was drunk. Some guys look forward to Purim. They can mamish do what they want and say the next day, I don't know what he's talking about. And even they don't have that goal in their mind, they do it anyway. Then there's a problem over here. They see who they really are. This was the Maksha of Bikisoi, Bikaisoi, Bikaisoi. They have to learn from that. Some people, if I care, the Hogs of Rabbi, they throw out to the Torah, even though no one wants to listen to them, no one wants to listen to you. They still say it anyway. And they mamish their freilich, and they say, oh, as a Kvartavi, I wish I learned nothing personal, no one to listen. No, that. Dos is chshivas atayro. Ish lefi maloloi. Dos is tayro. This is the chshivas. This is who you are. This is what you present. This is something you can gain massively amount from Purim. Of course, Purim is a very chashiv day. Today, kol ha'poshi yad leisim loy. Says the Sforim, what does that mean? Takosh baruch hu. Again, we're his children. We ask Takosh baruch hu. She makes filo. As more time, a local place can say, you should wake up extra early. Why is there any over here of, you have to realize that filo should be at filo. And your students should be in the correct tour of a Talmud Chacham. The deal here of being makshiv and appreciating the day, not just the day being chalis and schalik over here, the makshiv the day that how we can, a person can appreciate it. Now they get to the idea of drinking. What's the chiv over here? It's very interesting halacha. It says chayim inish lebesume ad lo yoda. That means the shalom in this mishayim is there chiv or no chiv? The Gemara says it. The Gemara brings down the Maisa, Kom Rovo, Veshachad Abzeiro. Rovo came along and Shechad Abzeiro. Machlokes among the Mepharshim, what's going on over there? I think the Chassam Sofer there said, because again, the Machlokes, how is the knife cutting? The Machlokes in the Shechito. Is it the sharpness of the blade or the heat of the blade? So came along Rovo and said, I'll show you Abzeiro how it goes exactly. They did a Shechito, now tell me how does it feel? What exactly is cutting you? Is it the sharpness of the blade, the heat of the blade over here? Fine. They did all the Shemal, the Shem Shemaim. Maisa, he died. Or the Mashiach said he got very sick and his mom died for a fool over here. And they came along the next year, said, Ravel, come back to my suto. They said, oh, 1 year was enough. Usually, you know, if a guy tells you last year came just for him, so I won't come the next year, you know, maybe you have to start changing things around. A lot of people, you know, you should learn the lesson. There's always that people don't want to come back. It's something you should know why they don't want to come back. Now, what should we get out of that? Somebody Shem says it means you should not drink at Loyodo. When a prime discusses goes, my means, my sweet pattern, Chayvet Nishlubisumay. Not the way, my sweet growing did do it, Ad Loyoda. If so, how do you become Ad Loyoda? Come on, the more being done, Yesh Oimim, the Chiv, Yosim, Hegeloy. And they become the mitzvah also of Ad Loyoda when you go to sleep, you fall asleep from Yain, become the mitzvah. Then the Mishmur says from the Pimagon Menoch and Lassa, the correct way to become Ad Loyoda is by falling asleep from wine. That's how you Ad Loyoda. Maitik you do of Neitorah ben Manazel Machmel like the Mechaber. It's only Yishimim over here, and therefore Neitorah do Mamash Ad Layoda Kapashas Not Segil here. Now, the idea of Ad Layoda, the Schiv over here, Avad Zechiv. I think Mamash. Maybe a Rosh Shaw, it seems to be the Olam, especially in America, is advertising no drinking, no drinking, no drinking. Either you advertise Mekarim Gamoh or something, they're going around saying we don't drink, and it seems to be a very in thing to do by the older crowd, meaning people my age and older, that we tell people not to drink. That's against Shulchan Aruch. There's no head to not Mekarim Adlayota. We pass the Zechiv Adlayota. Zechiv, either Amoh or the Mechaber. You tell me a fellow likes advertising that way, who exactly signed it, the Argadenim there, what's the reason on Rosh Hashanah? But myself, there's no way around the Shulchan Aruch. I know Hoffman and other people in Shiva were like advertising different things over here. But myself, Shulchan Aruch says, Ad L'Yodah, we have two ways of doing it. You want to be Ad L'Yodah capacious, one way, the Ramah says, that's it. Or to go to sleep. But not to do nothing takes away what Chazal Maisa says. This idea, no, why do you have to go there? So straight. Through the wine. Oh, so first, the Amos says, Yosim Mudai, which it says more than revered, and then the wine should help you go to sleep. I mean, if you just go to sleep and the wine doesn't help, most people help them. Either they're tired or they're not supposed to sleep, or they doze off. Anything. Yes, that's fine. I forget. I think one of the aces is to go to sleep late or be up late at night, and then Echonami, it's easier to fall asleep from the wine. I think it's very good aces. No, a little bit. So, if most people who doze off, that's fine. It sounds like a form of itself.
Drinking.
It sounds like no. So it sounds like
Mamma's supposed to be on board.
During the day, it sounds like by night. By night. By night. It has to be doing on board itself. On board itself. Now, the Maestro, what exactly go drink? Now, the Makor for the two in Yom will be very interesting. It says over here, there's an Inna of Chayvish of the Sumay and Ad L'Yoda. The person one Taino is a Chiyav the Besumay, one thing, Ad L'Yoda is only a Chiyav. Or Chashul in the way, Bishmua sounds the way, there's two different Chiyav over here. Why? They point out, where's the Chiyav Yain from? So come along the Rashi in the Pasuk says, Mishtah, why is it called Mishtah in Megillah, Perkei? Because the Ikke Mishtah is Aida Yain. That means the Chiyav Yain is also the word Mishtah. Says the Tavay Tadak Bav, where's the Chiyav Yain from? Says Magarbe Mishmua, ain't Simcha Labas of Yain. If we have Mishtah, we have Simcha. Which one telling us Yain? Those want to come along, Mukar Chaim, or Ziran, or Ksam Soy, or Taino. That's where we have the double Indian of Yain, one's Yosim Megedo, one's Ad L'Yoda. Why? Because the Indian of Mishto and the Indian of Simcha, two Chiyim over here. Now, if so, let's analyze it. Do women have to go drink? From the course of Mishto, the course of the Simcha. Simcha. Men drink as ancient Boss of Yain, that's the Mishto Bureau. So, where do women get Simcha from? Clothing. So, do you buy your wife clothing on Purim? Anyone buy the wife clothing for him? Said Menashe Klein, "Do you have a true mitzvah?" Yeah, with no simcha. Said a shtrobuchim, "My name is Manim." Yeah, some pesach true mitzvah. Yeah, I went to a shtrobuchim and asked him. He said, "No, you don't have to." I said, "But your sefer says yeah." It doesn't say my sefer. I'll show it to you. It doesn't say. Do you want me to show it to you? No, the no chiv. My sefer says yeah. Fine. Why? No simcha over here. Chiv simcha. The meister of the bayan is why not? The Knei Boisim says, you know why? Because the idea over here has to be the Simcha is Ayidei Mishtah Dafko. Now that's Knei Boisim wants to answer back to the Menashe Klein. If that's so, the Maestro is not true. For sure, not the way. Anyway, Maestro, I'm not the way. Can you get married on Purim? The Ramah Maestro Tovrei Shadak Vov, but I can Moshe allowed to. Because anything is Mesamech you, at least if we get married, you get happy from your wife. Therefore, since you get a Simcha through your wife, you get married. Anything is Mesamech you. And Shlom Adam got married on Purim. Purim Shulis got married on Purim. Do you have a mice of anything with Mr. Meir? Where's the... What? Proposal for him? Fine. The mice of where is... So where is... If so, why do women get the garden? I think the passage is... Women on Pesach, they work very hard with the Simcha. They begot them. On Sukkot, with the Simcha. I think a Purim, I've asked every girl, they say they love Purim. What do they like? I'm not sure. They like watching men doing whatever they do, and they like watching the Seder. They like the Kishmaka, they enjoy it. So they have Simcha. So Simcha they have. Where's the Mishnah? Mishnah is Yain, says Rashi. Where's the Yain? The Mishnah, as far as I see, the women have Chiv Komet Zayoyim. They have Chiv of Megillah, Matazogonon, Shalapmonis. And those who are telling men and women are equal. There's no difference. Now, if men end up doing things that are not theistic, then that'll be also. women do think not seeing drink, also they shouldn't drink. Yes, my gala is no problem. But 4 cups, 10 cups, they shouldn't do. As far as I see among the Pesachim before 20 years ago, I have not found anyone says otherwise. After 20 years, after within the past 20 years, a lot of people say no. Don't know why. The Maishan says, Atem bo eitanes, like a little Seder of Abraklis, here also. It says, Chayv inish le besumay. What's the word inish means? Inish means a person. As far as I know, women are part of people. But so what says Chayv inish, not Chayv ish? But again, women also lechura, except if there's even a lack of sneers. The problem over here. Now, what does it mean a lack of sneers? Give an example. Oh, so they say, if Lisa Avliyot, a lack of sneers, no, but it says a lichas paisel in Hebrew, the kam darmo. The English one somehow left it out, the whole thing. I'm not sure what happened. It's a translation of the Hebrew one. Fine. Maisel, do darmo. Now, the idea of lack of sneers, for example, me and my brother once went to Shunam for him, and we saw a boy who was 18, 19, 20 walking around in his birthday suit. In English, that's called Urim. So the guy's walking around in his birthday suit on Purim during the day. And my brother felt, you know, that's not exactly sneeristic. And he told the kids, you know, so everyone's pointing and laughing. The guy just seemed to be a little bit oblivious. He's not a shik koloit. So my brother, in all his desire to help out in all the years, he tells him, kids, look. The guy goes, oh my gosh, where's my cigarettes? Yeah. My son, that's lack of sneers. But what should we get out of that story? It's not a good story. I say it over every year, and I appreciate this story, but you certainly have to realize, what does it mean to us? We know that there's Kach HaFartis, the Kach HaFartis, the Yad HaShem, that after 120, when it comes to Shemayim, the Kach HaFartis come to us and tell us, the Viet, look at you. And we look it down and say, what? I have my iPhone, I have my car keys, I have my house. What is our clothing for Ruchnius, our Torah Mitzvah? Where is that? Are we be able to answer everything did with Kirotz Hashem? Am I be able to say that my clothing was only what a chitzenis from or the pnimius? This past week's parsha to Tzavo, the whole idea of a whole parsha about begodim, clothing. Very interesting. A whole parsha about clothing, and have it again chazor in a couple of weeks. Why? It says the chinuch. You know why? Clothing is what is just the outside factor to or the pnimius, to affect you to realize. You would walk around the black and white and mukhubad. Yeah, the whole bunch try to act mukhubad. There's a book about someone who discusses how to marry the rich. How does a girl want to be a gold digger and to marry the rich? How do you get yourself to marry the rich? The book writes very simple. You should feel rich. Go to rich boutiques and rent rich cars and eat in rich restaurants. You feel rich. The chitzar is more the phonemius, so they feel that you deserve rich. Fine, good idea. So the same thing over here, the clothing, you have to realize is a means to an end. That's the clothing of the Gashmias, but your Ruchnias, what's your clothing? That's your Torah Mitzvahs. You have to be makir, that's your essence, that's what you really are. You have to realize that's what we're drinking for, not to lead to a chsan and sneas. Now, how do we count the mitzvah? Men and women are equal. Leave the chsan and sneas. So I don't know that you shouldn't go to sign men and sign women. If a man hits his Rebbe every year for 3 years, he has offered him to drink. Tell me the first year mitzvah might get a second year, once he has a chazaki, he has no heter. You're not doing a various when you're drunk. Now, if you know you can go do that, you have no heter. Same thing to get an ocean. Now, how much you go drink at Isha? Yes, to make a life. Well, that we don't go do. Now, what to go drink? Come on, the place and discuss about the yayin. What about whiskey? So, the interesting Leona Ashas, he discusses what's the luck in the get to whiskey. So, he says, what does the word lebesume mean? What's the title of lebesume? So he says, let's look at the Gemara of Abbasanav, Ayin Gimel and Beis Gemara. There says, the Mesa Midbar was Sheikha the Parkdon, they're lying on the backs, and the Lubasume, their face is lit up. What does Rashbam say, Lubasume means lit up behind with wine? So he says, what kind of daft behind? All this time is what he's talking about. I went to Bdei Schwartz in a forum, he said they're drinking vodka. I asked him, daft wine? He's like, why? In Europe, all no one ever heard daft wine. No such thing. I went to Chaim Vim over here, he's like, I don't know, he's a Hamachadnish. Everyone drinks whatever they want. So someone tiny the tuchivim over here. Chayv nish lo besume ad lo yoda. This is mishnah and the simcha. Simcha is yain. That's one cup. Ad lo yoda, like a pasuk says, kol ish ve ish lo pirut sinai. That means the first cup is wine. Afterwards is whiskey, whatever you want.
Women don't have ad lo yoda.
They do, except only to sneeze. You're not allowed to. There's kiyum.
If it will,
if you know that's the tendency of women not to. These, for example, says the mishnah berurah. If you know if you drink wine, you're not going to do nitzias daim. Not do bichsa mozen. You're not going to die married, what should you go do? Mishmur says it's better not to drink. It doesn't say not allowed to drink, it says it's better not to. It says Mrs. Rayot, quotes Mishmur, what are you talking about? Women better not drink. You're part of your mitzvah. It's bad to drink. What he says is machlokes. So over here we know, we learn Reish Mem Ches, Reish Mem Ches, the past man. Over here is machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah. You have a mitzvah kiyumis right now, there's a chiyuv later on. What's better go do? The item seems to be machmer. What? So what? The kiyum right now is kiyumis of potim in the mitzvah. So what? Let's give him a potter in the mitzvah. You came to Shigur Salah, you're potter. So my son, this is Shaila, and hopefully some people, again, we do have Adla Yodah. The question is, what better go do if you know you miss out mitzvahs? Try not to miss out mitzvahs. That's the question, what to go do. Now, what Labasume, what's the Nichol again on Labasume? What about everyone else discussing is marijuana? So Moshe the Tshuva, all year round, can take marijuana. He has a Tshuva in Chalik Gimel. He discusses he cannot take all year round, and he has to ask him 5 years to him. One is that he says, I'll keep it over aim. The second Israel has been Surah Moro. That's what that means. Another Israel Kedoshim to you. This time makes a little bit more sense. The other one has been Katsu the Gulf, and another one has been Katsu the Moyach. He analyzed all five reasons. All five of which are not applying for him. Fine, that's been Surah Moro. It's Marvin Tavis. That's he puts underneath that category. So he has five Yisrael and Lachor. All of them now apply to one time of Purim. Not explaining why. Lachor doesn't apply for him. Can you take marijuana to become Adla Yoda? So first, a makor, the word of Basume, the Gulyona Shash of Ayin Gimel, when he brings it down, he says, Rashbam says means Yain. Look at the Rashbam over there, Rabbein Geshem or Avirlo. He writes over there that the Mesa Midvah were Yishen was Sheikha Ba'aretz, Waka smelled something from the summer and they made them very lichtik. There's Rabbein Geshem that says that they got high from something that made them freilich, that they smelled and then knocked them out. So we have the idea of Basume, which really means, the word Basume means smelling. Does not mean drinking. Smelling something. The patch we have marmuk for marijuana. Now, I tried to convince Reuben this question or Shabbos a couple of years ago. I showed him the Rebbeinu Geshem. Of course, as he tries to be nice to me sometimes. So he comes up and says, you know, you saw you always have all these interesting ideas and concepts over here. This is one of them again. If why not? Didn't have an answer. I just try to share him a little bit of something he didn't want to share with me. Fine, it's on perm. Fine, that's my story. We don't go do. But the Maisha, there is an Indian, maybe Adli Yoda, maybe Adli marijuana. Now, the Maisha, Noshim, to get them to go drink or not, one year in Purim, I try to get different Rebbetzins in the mirror on Purim to go drink. One Rebbetzin in Yeshiva's mirror, of Helman, who lost his daughter, one other to him, Lucien, I was in a certain realm. Freilich. But Lucien's Rebbetzin to go give them to go drink. So one Rebbe told me the reason why people drink is Adli Yoda. Noshim, Saivisai Loyoda. That was his answer. Another Rebbe in the mirror told me, Nichlas Yain Yoytasoid, Noshim Saivasai Yoytasoid. So if I either start saying these things to belittle women, but I don't want to belittle them. Chas v'sholom. I want to say, never. That's not my goal. Yeah. We know. That's not our attack.
We drink.
It should be all Shem Shemaim, and send the Divash Kochel Protus, a call Biyad Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Echad Amarbo, Vechem Amayit, Vad Shechavim, Livoy Lishmaim, a prayer to him.